The Great Northwest, Tunes KQRS. KQRS, the sound of music. The quality sound from Golden Valley.
First of all, let's play one or two of the current production commercials offered by your present personnel.
Here is a public service note from KQRS Quality Radio. The world is your oyster. Yes, it's summer in the Great Northwest, and KQRS suggests you set out in a new 1966 automobile to see the land of 10,000 lakes. See your Twin Cities auto dealer for details on going places in a new 1966 car.
I've been around plenty. There isn't much in this city I haven't seen. But when I got the call, I didn't believe it. A tiger on Nicollet Avenue? This I gotta see. 3746 Nicollet. Well, there it was, just waiting for somebody to take it on. Sleek, quiet, lusty power. One look told me this cat was the real McCoy. This call was no phony. O.I. Borton Motors had a real man-eater on their hands. The Sunbeam Tiger V8. 0 to 35 miles per hour in 3.5 seconds. Man, this kitty could move. Safe power with economy. I was captured. Borton and I shook hands. This feline queen of the sports car world was all mine. But don't worry. With a few kind words, I think you can convince O.I. Borton to uncage another Sunbeam Tiger V8. For you.
The year 1974.
What changes will the future bring? What does the year 1974 hold for you? The hydrofoil was long known to shipbuilders, and some use began to be made of it in the 50s and 60s. But now, in 1974, the first of the huge hydrofoil ships is commissioned. Ladder-like devices on the bottoms of their hulls allows the ship to skim the water. Their atomic pile steam reactors combine with the reduced drag and friction to give these sleek new ships speeds of 80 to 90 knots. Ship lines are confident they will now be able to reduce fares, and vacations in Europe will become more popular than ever. A look into the future, 1974.